Welcome to The Stuff, the podcast where you and I literally talk about what else? Stuff. This is your comedic escapist podcast show, and I'm your host, Ian Walker. Now, let's go talk about some stuff.
Hey, you guys, Ian Walker, Stuff Podcast Show. I am doing something very special for you guys. I am doing a video podcast. I think this is, well, my first video podcast by myself, actually. I'm actually out of town. I'm not in Monterey right now. I'm out in Sacramento, California, doing some training for my day job at my work, and thought it would be cool if I brought my video equipment. I've got some interviews that I'm going to be doing here while I'm in Sacramento meeting up with some artists and, you know, doing a bunch of new cool stuff that's going to be coming on you guys' way, coming your way very soon. With that being said, I thought it would be a good idea to do a video podcast here and record this week's podcast here at the hotel where I'm staying at. So I definitely got some stuff that I want to talk about, things I want to say, and I hope you guys will enjoy it. If you guys are listening to this podcast on Tuesday morning, you guys will get the video version of this podcast. It'll be out on Wednesday. So after I'm done with my training, I'm going to go take care of some things. Usually got to do. And then I'm going to come back here and I'm going to edit. And then I'm going to put up the video on the Stuff Podcast Show YouTube page. So if you haven't followed the Stuff YouTube page, go do that right now. The Stuff Podcast Show on YouTube. Subscribe, like, comment, leave your suggestions there. Love to hear from you. If there's things that you want me to do, help me to do it, people, please. Lord, y'all. So anyways, as I said, I hope you enjoy today's podcast. And for those of you watching on YouTube on the following day, Wednesday, again, like, comment, subscribe. I messed up. Those of you guys who are listening, I messed up. I forgot to hit record on the video. Ridiculous. Or crazy. So I had to get up and go press record on my camera. Anyways, so I thought I'd take some time on this podcast to talk about my experience here so far. This is actually my first day here in Sacramento at the hotel that I'm staying at. And everybody was wondering before I left work. They're like, Ian, are you still going to do the podcast? Record an episode? Yes. Yes. I'm going to record an episode to you, my loyals. Shouts out to Amy. Shouts to Diana, Karina. What's up, girls? Hope you guys are doing good without me holding it down at work. I'm making the day brighter. And I see I'm starting to sound like I'm full of myself. But no, I hope you guys are doing good. Big shouts to you guys. And thank you for watching, because I know you guys watch because y'all my loyals. Appreciate you. I think that's what I'm going to start calling my fan base. The loyals. It sounds DJ Khaled-ish. I don't know. I think that's what I'm going to do. Loyals. You're loyal. Anyways, I appreciate you watching. Let me just get into it. I'm going to talk about a variety of things today. Last week, I mentioned I was going to talk about embarrassing your children. So, yes, I'm going to get into that a little bit. I'm going to talk about my experiences here while I'm on my training. Let me tell you something. I would say there are some pleasant surprises. My current hotel that I'm staying at right now is called the Arden Star Hotel. This is actually a really, really nice hotel. Okay, it's pretty legit. I'm staying in one of these suites here. It's like there's a living room area, which is where I'm recording the podcast right now, and then right in there is the bedroom. And then has a bathroom area with the sink that's out. It's got that sink that's like above the counter. It's kind of dope. And then inside has a toilet and a shower, which is pretty pimp. I wish you guys could see it. So those of you who, I definitely recommend Arden Star Hotel. They got continental breakfast too. Yum, yum, yas. Delicious. I was very, very happy with the service here. The rooms are super clean. It's like a hardwood floor too, and that's nice. I never thought I'd like a hardwood floor inside of a hotel room, but it's actually kind of nice. You know, the only thing I don't like, of course, is the sound, because I'm echoing, I'm sure, and that's gonna bounce all over the place, and there's not much I could do with that audio wise, but take the good with the bad, right? I'm sitting here looking at myself in the camera, and my gut is like poking out here, boop, and I look like I'm pregnant sitting here, and it ain't cute. I need to put on a different shirt, but I'm gonna just stretch out the shirt like this, you know, while I'm talking, you know, hide my gut, my insecurity. Terrible. See, this is why I was so reluctant to do video podcasts, but I guess you live and learn, right? I'll make sure that when I get a table. When I record next time, I'll get a table that's like this high up, and y'all can just see me from my chest up. I mean, I don't like pictures anyway. I can photobomb like a beast, though. I photobomb like nobody's business. I'll show you guys my skills one day, maybe on an Instagram page or something. But anyways, coming here to the Arden Star Hotel was very cool. First impressions were very low. I remember pulling up to this place last night, and I'm looking up with like, ew, like, this is where I'm staying, guys. Outside, it looks kind of janky. I'm not going to lie to you, okay? But really, you can't judge a book by its cover. Because I walked in, the lobby looked like some retro 1970s type deal. I mean, it had like a staircase that goes up above the front desk area. I mean, it's like Gone with the Wind status. It's kind of crazy. And then right underneath it is the desk, front desk, and then they've got a little visiting area on the other side, and then an area where they usually have the continental breakfast. And it's funny, I must have got here real late and was real tired, because how the lobby looked at nighttime looked completely different in the morning, not just because there was food there. I don't know, it was just the whole arrangement just seemed different. Maybe, I think I was just tired, and it just, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I was having some delirium. I mean, I didn't get in too late. I got here like at 7:30. I visited a friend in the hospital who's doing good. Big ups to my man Dave from House of Darkner and Jive Talk. If you guys haven't checked out his podcast, I definitely recommend you guys go check him out. He does a lot of movies and video games and a lot of pop culture entertainment. That's what his podcast is. And whereas I cover that too, but I also cover other issues and weird random things that we talk about that's related to life. But he's strictly more entertainment, comics, and all of that stuff. My man just went to go see Endgame finally today, and he was just shooting me texts like all night. He was super stoked. So I'm fully expecting, I mean, he just got out of the hospital, so he's recovering right now. But knowing him, I really would not be surprised if he managed to get himself over to the dang computer and do a podcast or some kind of video or something to talk about that movie, because, you know, he was from the text that I got, he was definitely all about that life. He was definitely happy and stoked about the end games. So I'm looking forward to hearing that. If he doesn't happen to do it, that's fine. But still, guys, go check him out, House of Darkner. And he's on all the major podcast platforms as well. So shout out to you, Big Dave, for doing what you're doing. I'm glad you stuck it out, man, and that you're feeling well. So I just go off on a tangent. See, that's what happens when I get on video. I just talk and stuff, and I can go here and there. But anyways, put up to the hotel, super late. Place looked different. I'm like, oh my God, what is this? And I just knew it was going to be some kind of Roach Coach motel. But, and then they had me drive all the way around the hotel to a back building that's separated. And I guess that is where all the suites are. And this is what I'm staying in. It's one of the smaller suites. And I'm not going to lie, at first they had me going back there, I was a little bit scared. I had to click my brain over to Black Jiu-Jitsu mode. I didn't know what to expect, you know. I mean, they had two big old dumpsters out in the front of the building. He was all, yeah, guys, don't worry, it's got We're just doing construction, so, you know, don't even worry about that. You just don't mind the paper. We're working on one of the suites right now. I was just like, all right, bro. But then I go in the back and see not only see the paper, but then I also see these big old dumpsters out there. And I'm just like, oh, my God. I done fell in something. I'm going sad. But came into the room and was pleasantly surprised. I mean, pleasantly surprised. I'm going to do a video on the Instagram page, like a little tour of the room, so you guys can see. I mean, it's actually kind of legit. It is legit, not kind of legit. It is legit, okay? The front where I'm sitting out here right now has an LG TV. Looking at it, it looks like maybe it's about 24 inches. And then in the room has a Roku TV. And here was the selling point. Okay, I got, you know, I got a sink, I got a bathroom, I got the microwave, got a freezer, fridge, you know, got a nice little desk. I could do my podcast editing here for the week. You know, all those little things. Okay, we got that. But the seller was the Roku TV. Why? Because that bad boy had Netflix, son. I can sit here and watch Netflix. I signed right into my account. I was watching all my shows back like I ain't missed a beat. Yes. And you know what? I think that's what all hotels should have. Hotels shouldn't worry about cable, Cinemax, HBO, all their little channels and stuff like sports. Miss me with all that. Every hotel should just have a Roku with Netflix on it. You have that, got everything you need, and internet. That's all you need. That's all you need. A hotel, that's all y'all need. You would simplify it so hard and save so much money on bills and all that. Y'all ain't got to worry about cable because nobody really watches cable no more. Really? Not necessary. You know, we got Netflix. Netflix and Hulu. They got those two things. Good. Orange Star got that on this boy. And one of the things, what was kind of funny about this hotel, though, was that they got these little key cards. And, you know, generally when you go to a hotel, you got to put the card in. You got to take it out. And the light comes on, you just go in. Well, this is nice. It has a little, you know, you just bring up the card. It's like, pass it by the little sensor, you know, and it opens up the door. It's really quiet. It's really cool, real nice. But on the card has a Star Trek symbol on it. It just gaffed up the symbol from Starfleet. I hope I don't get them in trouble. But it's like it's the Starfleet symbol. If you guys go online, I kid you not. If you guys go online, okay, and you look up Starfleet symbol, the little A looking thing with the star in the middle, that's exactly what they have. But he took it and flipped it around and used that as the symbol for their hotel, the logo for their hotel. I don't know, man. You treading on some water. Treading on water. I don't know. You doing a little much. And I was like, hey, this is the first thing I said. I said, hey, y'all logo's a Star Trek symbol? And the dude at the front desk got all mad. It's not a Star Trek symbol. It's not. And he said the thing at the bottom. He said there was some fancy name for the curve at the bottom of the symbol. It's like something, I don't even remember what it was. It's like, it's not the Star Trek symbol. We flipped it around, and the stars a little up and to the left, and all this. I was like, nah, bro. That's straight up Captain Kirk. I know, I'm a Trekkie, okay? I'm a nerd. That's some Star Trek-ish right there, okay? You just, copyright infringement. I really hope I don't get this hotel in trouble if somebody sees this. Paramount's going to watch this podcast and be like, what? So, because of that reason, I'm not going to show nothing. Oh, my God. I'm going to feel so bad if somebody really does get a hold of this and they shut this hotel down. Or, you know, Armstrong gets a cease and desist letter for using their logo. You know, they got to hire a new logo guy. I would just do it just for safekeepings. You know, just do it. Just cover yourself. The place is independently owned, which is nice, too. Which I think is another reason why it's so nice. And this guy, whoever he is, whoever this owner is, really does care about his guests and how everything looks and how everything is presented. Because like I said, I was pleasantly surprised. Outside looks like a janky mess. But inside, boy, they went in on this. And I don't know if this is stuff that's hastily put together. You know, some of the cabinets in here that are pretty stylish. Looks like they got a bunch of stuff from IKEA. Put it together and dropped it in the room. Which is fine. If this is a hotel made out of IKEA stuff, awesome. Why? Because IKEA rocks. And I like their furnitures. And now that I'm thinking about it, I'm looking around, I'm really starting to think this is an IKEA themed room. I'm starting to really now believe that. And that's okay. It really is. Like I said, on Instagram, I'm going to go on Instagram and give you guys a little room tour so you guys can see everything, and then you guys can be the judge. In fact, I'll put up a little poll. I'll be like, IKEA room, ? And then, you know, a little meter thing. I think you guys will agree with me with it being an IKEA room. Anyways, so far, everything is great. Everything is cool. And I really like the room where I'm staying at. I got to stay at a different hotel next week because they shot up in prices the following week. And I'm like, oh my God. So I'm going to be staying elsewhere. But so far, I'm glad. It's nice. It's a cool little joint. Cool joint for sure. This week, I'm going to be doing a bunch. I brought all my gear with me. And this is kind of the first test run of me. Well, second test run, I would say. First test run was Monterey Comic Con. Man, if you guys saw the interviews for that, boy, that was some pre-game stuff right there. But trying the mobile podcasting thing. And I'm recording directly from my computer and bringing my Yeti mic and all of that. I have two Yeti mics now, and I still got my old gray one, but I also got the Yeti caster, which is a separate thing. And I thought about bringing it, but I didn't want to use it and jack up the furniture, trying to screw everything in and connect it. So, you know, I brought my second Yeti mic and just, you know, took it with me. So I'm thinking and hoping that that'll work out. It's going good so far, so we'll see. We shall see. And I don't know if any of you cosplayers out there, if you guys are into cosplay props, I'm going to be doing an interview with Odin Abbott. He's a local here in Sacramento, and I'm going to be going to his studio, interviewing him, and he's interviewing / co-hosting. That's the style that I'm going for my podcast and when I do interviews, because I kind of want to be a little different in a way. I want people who are guesting with me to kind of join in that with me, you know, low-key kind of looking for a potential co-host down the line, don't know. So I figure these interviews will be a nice test for that. So I'm going to be interviewing Odin Abbott. I'm going to try to get in touch with a local artist. She doesn't know I'm here. I'm just kind of winging it, but she's a local artist here called Pastel Ray. I'm going to try to get in contact with her and do an interview with her while she's here, as well as another local artist who is a dear, dear friend of mine, like another brother, Brandon Dwight Smith of Dwight Illustrations. Going to be interviewing him for the podcast, and going to be chopping it up with him, doing a little back and forth co-hosting together. So I'm super, super excited about that. You see, I can't stop smiling. It's been a while since I've seen him. You know how you got them friends who, you know, you don't see them for a very long time because life or whatever reason, you know, and, you know, you don't keep in touch. But then as soon as you get back together and see him again, it's like you guys just pick up where you left off. That's how it is with my boy David and Brandon. I mean, they're like, it's exactly that type of relationship. They're like my brothers. So, it'll be nice to interview Brandon from Dwight Illustrations, because I was there with this guy's art career day one. And so, I'm not going to tell you a lot, but we'll get into that when he comes on the show and co-hosts with me. So, I think that's going to be good. And finally, for the season finale show, I'm going to have a legit, straight-up co-host with me, Rocky. She's a dear friend of mine that's local, real sweetheart. And we're just going to go back and forth, just have a good time, and just host the show together and, you know, just see how that goes. And I think it's going to be real good, because every time we're together, we're always talking, you know, have good conversations, talk about different experiences, talking about, you know, all kinds of things. So it's good. And so I picked her specifically for that reason. And I'm hoping that it'll be something that's good. And it'll be a little bit longer podcast too. It'll be about maybe about 2 hours long. So we'll have a lot of different topics to talk about and all of that. So it's going to be really good. There's a lot coming down the pipe in these next few weeks as I'm beginning to close out season 3 of the podcast. And these last few episodes are going to kind of be the blueprint for what I'm going to be doing even more in the future with the podcast, because I plan on having a lot more guests, having a lot more segments and things of that nature. So, and again, I want to continue building the community. I'm trying to really take this thing to the next level, okay? And also, I'm going to be putting together a Patreon page. I debated it for a while. Should I try it again? Because I tried it with my art page. Didn't do too well. But I'm going to try again. Patreon is a platform where creators such as myself, podcast creators, artists of all sorts, and creators, business people, come in and they create a community, and they pay monthly to allow me to continue doing what the creator does. So in my case, doing a podcast, I actually run 2 podcasts. I have the Stuff Podcast Show, which is my main. And then, like I said, I'm a nerd, so I do tabletop gaming. So I run a podcast where I'm doing that as well. And so, you know, I'm at a pretty good place right now. I'd say the one thing that is missing, 2 things that are missing, is lighting and a mixer. I need lighting for the video podcast that I'm going to continue to keep doing down the line. And then I'm going to be needing a mixer, because I kind of want everything to be a little bit more smoother. And again, make things more portable and compact, so I can just take this with me wherever I go. Be on location, I can just plop it out, bam, bam, bam. Look at this podcast studio, Insta, ready to go. Let's make it hot. You know what I mean? So I'm actually going to be putting up that page tonight. Looking at this, see, I gotta record this, and then I gotta go make the video for the Patreon page, and then I gotta put up the Patreon page. So I do not have it up yet. I will have it up on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, that address. So if you guys want to contribute and donate to help me keep this going, I've been doing it on my own, yes, but a little help is nice here and there. So I would really love it if you guys can contribute and help me to keep this podcast going and build this community in that way. And on the last episode, I'm going to have a giveaway. I'm going to be creating the Stuff Podcast Show t-shirts. Yes. It'll be black t-shirts, Stuff logo across the front. It's going to be dope. And it's going to be on video, so y'all be able to see it. You know, it's going to be legit. And I'm looking forward to it. So I'm going to have a few made. It's going to be myself. I'm going to give Rocky one. And I'm going to have one more made for a fan of the show to give away. So in order to win, disclaimer, heads up right now, the best way to get one is to be a follower of me on Instagram, follow me on Twitter, follow me on Facebook, and I'm just going to get everything together, get all the followers from all of them together, and just pull one out the hat. And I'm going to do it live on the show. And then I'm going to send it out right away to you. So, yeah, that's how I'm going to do that. That's how I'm going to do that. It's going to be legit. It's going to be fire. It's going to be good. It'll be a first real giveaway. And, you know, I think I got enough listeners to justify doing a giveaway finally. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. So, anyways, we'll go ahead and get going and get started on the next segment. I think I've run my mouth about things I'm going to be doing and all that. So, let's keep it moving. Let's talk about some things, shall we? So, being a parent is a ton of fun. I talked about parents a few episodes back. Kind of went a little serious, got a little, pulled the heartstrings a little bit. But this time I wanted to get into another aspect of parenting, which I think is a fun part of parenting, which is embarrassing your dang children. Let me tell you something. I think it's good to have a little fun with your kids every once in a while. They embarrass you. You know, they embarrass you all the time. They say stupid stuff. They don't do what they're told. They're dirty. They leave the stuff around. Eat all your daggum food. You know, I mean, every once in a while, I think it's a good idea for parents to kind of get some just desserts. Get some just desserts, okay? Do that. Enjoy it. And in fact, I'm so adamant about it. I think if you don't embarrass your kids at least once or twice in your life, I don't know if I can say that you're a good parent. You know? I mean, and there's different types of parenting, there's different types of embarrassment, that's for sure. You know, I've seen them all, you know, especially on the internet has the best sources and supplies of parents embarrassing their kids, which is good. Like, for instance, there was this one father, and it's always dads. It's never moms. Moms are like, oh, my babies are so sweet, and, you know, all that. Or they'll always get on their nerves. You know, it's like one extreme or the other. Dads have that happy medium. You know, they find that middle ground every once in a while, you know what I mean? And whenever parents are embarrassing their kids, it's usually always the dad that does so. Like, so one of my favorite things that I saw on the internet, there was this guy, this father, he would take his kid to the bus stop every morning dressed up in a different type of costume. I mean, he dressed up in everything. He dressed up in a cow. He dressed up as a shark. He dressed up as like a Power Ranger. He dressed up as just all kinds of different costumes. First off, I want to know where he got all that money to buy all these daggum costumes. I mean, because this dude was committed to the cause. Okay? He was like, I'm embarrassed this boy, you know, 200, let me see, I don't know how many days there are in the school year, but there's 52 weeks in a year. Kids are usually out about maybe 7 or 8 of those weeks now because school's all year round. So you got to think, this man went out and probably spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on various costumes just to embarrass the crap out of his kid every single morning when he came to get on the bus. And he had to own it too. And I bet after a while too, like if he stopped all the rest of the kids on the bus, that'd be waiting for it. You know, if he didn't do it, they were probably like, what's wrong? Oh no, what's wrong, Mr. Smith? Does he not have his costume? Why? Oh my God, no. You know, and they're getting all shocked and upset if he doesn't perform, you know, in his costume. I'm sure he did, and that poor boy, oh, so sad. So sad, but funny, real good, funny. But yeah, there that is. But then, and so there's that type of embarrassing the kids. And that went on the internet. Of course, it went viral. Everybody's talking about it. It's funny. It's good. And then there's the other kind of embarrassing your kids. And this is the kind where your kid's acting up, acting a fool, when you're acting a fool in school or whatever. This case was amazing. And this dude, in my opinion, was one of the great fathers of the year of 2018. He deserves the award. And the reason why is because this dude found out that his little girl, his sweet angel, was bullying people at school. So he's bullying people at, the little girl was bullying people at school. She got suspended, but the father, I guess, talked to the principal or something like that and decided, you know what? Here's what her punishment is going to be. Apparently he used to drop his little girl off to school every single day. That came to an end, a quick and abrupt end. So what ended up happening now was that this little girl had to walk to school every morning. Now, you know, walking to school, that's not a punishment. If anything, she gets exercise. In this case, this little baby had to walk. It took three or five miles to get to her school. And she had to walk this every single day for the remainder of the school year. If I get my stories right, I believe this happened in the very beginning, like near the beginning or the middle of the school year. So this girl acted up and had to walk to school the rest of the school year, no matter what. There was a time when it was like below 0 degrees. It was like cold outside, okay? Cold outside. And this baby was walking in the rain, in the snow, and in the rain. I mean, walking to school every day. You know, got it on tape. That stuff went viral. And he's like, my sweet angel decided to bully someone at school. And this is her punishment. And mind you, the dad didn't just leave her, you know, by herself in order to get stolen or snatched. No, but he followed her, you know, kept up with her pace. But when she tried to slow down or stop, he was honking on her horn. Just bum, bum. I was like, man, that's some Father of the Year stuff right there. That's cool. It was good. It was real good. So those are my two favorite instances of parents that embarrass their children. Whether the kids deserve it or not, every once in a while, kids need to get checking. Like, the world doesn't always revolve around you. And the second you think it does, oh, we can make it revolve around you, but we'll do it in the worst way possible. Test us. And kids like to test. They think they know more than we do, you know? And they forget that we were once kids too. And the knowledge and all of those things that we got, we can use it against you, okay? You know, we're not parents of the older generation where, you know, we just forget how to be a kid. Parents nowadays are a little bit more loose. I would say I'm a tiny bit loose. I got a little bit of my disciplinarian from my father that I give to my son, you know, every once in a while. But I'm not the kind that dwells on it. You know, I tell them, I check them, it's over. Let's move on. Let's enjoy life, right? But I don't know if I'm the type of dad who would go out of his way to do, like, dress up in costumes and stuff. The walk-in thing, though, I could see myself doing something like that. Because that was heroic to me. The dad was a superhero in my eyes when he did that. I said, that's awesome. Because that little girl ain't bullying nobody no more. If she does after this, the girl's a sociopath. Okay, straight up, she's a sociopath, and there's other help that she needs. Real talk, okay? But after that, I'm sure that little baby ain't gonna bully nobody no more. Alternative forms of discipline are good if and when carried out effectively, can be very, very beneficial. You know, it ain't always about beating the kids and whooping them and that like that. It's not always about that. If you're a smart parent and you're on top of it, you could do a lot of creative things to make sure your child gets the point and they learn their lessons effectively. Period. If you're able to discipline your kids in these various ways, you know, that's good. And it keeps the kids on their toes, too. Oh, I did this and mom and dad just going to whip me and it's going to be over. Oh, I'm just going to do this and mom and dad's just going to ground me and it's over. Yeah, they get used to that, okay? And then all of a sudden, I come out the side with my overdeveloped sense of revenge to tear them up in here, you know? Because that's really the key to keeping your kids in check. If you get them up in here, you've won, and you will always win. As a parent, you will always win if you can get them here. That's the key. It's not always physical all the time. If your kid's a really good kid too, it works even better when you get him up in here. I have my son to this day still thinks that, you know, I have crazy connections. He's gonna look at this and think that I don't, because I do, son. But yeah, I mean, you get in their head. I get in his head all the time. And he's like, how do you know? There's generations. Skills, parenting skills passed down throughout the ages, you know, and inherited through natural genetics, you know, and natural intelligence. You know, he's gonna get it too when he gets older, when he has his kids. He's gonna get the same thing, he's gonna figure it out. You know, gonna come to me for tips, you know, it's gonna be good conversations, it's gonna be real good conversations. but yeah, what have you seen? Have you been embarrassed in public? I want to know your biggest embarrassing moments in regards to your parents, whether good or bad. What have you experienced? Do you know of other people who have been a victim of their parents embarrassing them in front of people? You know, do they go to the dance and just start, you know, doing the school dance and just come up, bat, bat, you know, in front of people, you know, and they're supposed to chaperone, watch the punch, you know, and they're not doing their job. They're in the middle of the floor dancing, you know, to Cisco or something like that, you know, Chris Brown, you know, it's like, Mom, you know, you're supposed, oh my God, like, Jeremy and Kyra are kissing over there in the corner. You're supposed to be watching them, you know, not doing the Dougie. The Dougie's so old now. Nobody does that, Mom. Like, is that, you know, have you had an embarrassing moment like that? I mean, let me know. Let me know. I'd like to hear your stories. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, emails. I'm Rising Legends. Oops. That's my gaming podcast. The Stuff Podcast Show. All of that stuff. Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. I'd like to know what you guys have gone through, what you've done for your kids, if you've done anything too. If you've done something, let me know. Give me some ideas. Give the rest of his parents out there that are listening some ideas. Let these kids know that are listening to this podcast with the parents that we know what's up. And they will be held accountable. So they just better act right. Act right. They're not going to listen. And they'll pay for it. But, you know, help me out here. Help me out here. Let me know what you guys, came up with. All right. So in entertainment news, we've had a few things happen in the last week. Let's start with the bad news first. Peter Mayhew, those of you that are familiar with the Star Wars franchise, know Peter Mayhew as the original actor of Chewbacca. He played Chewbacca in episodes 4, 5, and 6, as well as the prequels, or whatever prequel he... No, wasn't he in the prequels? I'm trying to see. Star Wars fans, help me out here. Oh my God. I know he was in one of the prequel films, or he was either in the one after. I don't remember. I'm not sure. I think it was the prequels, though, because he got back in the suit. It was a big deal. I think it was, I'm pretty sure it was the prequels. Yes, it was the prequels, because Order 66, when that happened, it was Peter Mayhew in a suit as Chewbacca. Yes. In Revenge of the Sith. Yes. That's where it was. And anyways, so he was in the suit, and he was Chewbacca. Unfortunately, he died last week, and, you know, it sucks. It's a sad thing. There is an actor that's already been playing him in the newer Star Wars films, so Chewbacca himself is not dead, but the gentleman who played him will hopefully remember him, and he'll be somebody that's missed. I actually met him, Peter Mayhew, at a convention once, and... San Francisco at WonderCon. Very nice, very gentle, shy guy, actually. He's very reserved and very subdued. But a pretty nice guy to talk to. You know, it was nice to talk to him and getting to know him and, you know, kind of chopping it up with him for a little bit about all the things that he did with Star Wars and his experiences and things. So I'm glad to have been able to just at least say hi and got to meet him for a second. And all of that. Another big thing that happened this week is the trailer for Spider-Man Far From Home came out. And I'm going to do the same thing they did. If you have not seen Avengers Endgame, do not look at this trailer until you see Avengers Endgame, because it is connected. But I gotta say, I haven't been hyped about a Spider-Man movie since Amazing Spider-Man 2. Like, this movie's legit. And I'm gonna have to go back and see the others. Is it Far From Home? Yeah, Far From Home. I need to go back and see the other Spider-Man movie too with Andrew Garfield. The new kid. What's his name? His name's on the top of my tongue, and I'm tip of my tongue that I'm forgetting it. And that's a shameful thing for me to do, to forget this actor's name, because he's such an amazing Spider-Man. You see what I did there? He did such a great job and an amazing job as Spider-Man. And it's a shame that I don't remember his name right now. Proves that I'm getting old and don't remember stuff, but whatever. I'm not going to have that conversation right now because it's none of your business. Don't worry about me. You know, just be entertained. Be here. Be in the moment. Be present. But I was hyped. There's a lot of things in the trailer that are cool. They're bringing in a lot of different elements here that is pretty neat. And I think they're prepping for something that a lot of Spider-Man fans have been wanting to see for a long time. And I believe that this movie is going to be the beginning of that. Captain Marvel was supposed to be the new face of Marvel. I think Marvel now realizes that no one likes her, and she needs to take her and her lesbian haircut home. Go ahead and patrol the other planets. We don't need you here. Endgame proved that. We don't need you, actually. They made a big hype about Captain Marvel, and my man Dave's going to be mad at me for this right now because of how much hate I'm spewing about Captain Marvel. I do not like Captain Marvel. I do not like Brie Larson at all. I thought she was going to be better in Endgame. She wasn't. But it was fine. She was a cool team member. She was a cool team member. But yeah, she can go away. Spider-Man is that new face of the Marvel Universe. And it's serendipitous. Because, in all honesty, Spider-Man is the face of Marvel in the comic books. He is the character that Stan Lee brought out to the world, to the masses, and Spider-Man was one of the first characters of Marvel that represented the universe. So now for it to come full circle, Iron Man being the face of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, we now are going to get Spider-Man coming full circle of being the face of Marvel, the Marvel Cinematic Universe now also. I'm really thinking that's what's going to happen, and it's going to be legit. This new actor is going to be the best Spider-Man thus far of all time, in my opinion. And if you guys check out this movie trailer, it is legit. It is tight. It is really cool. So I need to do my due diligence. I need to go back and watch Spider-Man Homecoming. Because the reason why I never watched it was just because Spider-Man movies were beginning to become like Land Before Time movies to me. Remember Land Before Time, the animated dinosaur movies? They made like one of those movies like every 3 weeks. And they never died from the asteroid. I always wondered how they survived. And, you know, how many adventures can dinosaurs really have? It just never made any sense to me. I was starting to get that vibe with Spider-Man, honestly. I was getting a little burnt out. And even though it was a new actor, I was just like, man, I don't know if anybody can top Andrew Garfield. Because I really like Andrew Garfield. A lot of people hate on him. I liked him a lot. I really did. But this kid is better. He is. I'm just going to go and say it. This new kid is better. See, now I'm starting to feel, I need to. No, this is not okay. I got to know this kid's name. Because it don't make no sense that, that I don't remember his name. Spider-Man. Okay, let's see here. Oh my gosh. Yeah, but I'm on Twitter right now. My man's got, my man just got home and he's sporting his Captain Marvel shirt too. It's okay. He loves Captain Marvel. That's good. I'm not going to dog him on that, man. I'm more proud to you, my dog. My dog. You good. oh, man. Spider-Man. I got to look it up on, see it. And I'm doing it live. Spider-Man actor. Spider-Man actor. Let's see here. Tom Holland is his name. Tom Holland is the best Spider-Man to date. He's amazing. He's awesome. And yeah, I'm glad he's going to be the new face of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I'm okay with that. I'm happy with that. So the trailer is cool. Phase 4 information has been revealed. They're going in on this. The Inhumans are getting another shot. There will be no more Black Bolt in a cardigan. There will be no Medusa getting her hair chopped off in the third episode like they did in the TV show, which was atrocious. Atrocious. And what makes it so unfortunate is that it was not the actor's fault. They just literally took the characters of the Inhumans and dramatically weakened them and made them nothings. And that was very, very terrible. So they're reneging and they're taking everything back and they're giving them their own movie, which they deserve. Should have been a movie in the first place. I don't know why they pulled the plug because they wanted to, you know, do that whole thing, but whatever. It didn't work. Make the movie. Let's make this hot. Silver Surfer is getting his own movie. My dad was so happy. He's a Silver Surfer fan. So happy. He's getting his own movie. The Eternals. They're getting a movie. That's going to be a nice unknown name that not a lot of people know about. I don't really know much about the Eternals myself. I'm going to have to do some research on them and who they are. But it looks like apparently one of the characters from the Eternals that showed up in the first Thor film, and I didn't realize it. So that's going to be cool. I'm looking forward to that. Black Panther 2 is going to be there on there as well. Guardians 3. You know, a whole slew of movies are coming out, which is bringing in Phase 4, which is going to be dope. And I'm excited. I don't know what saga this is going to be, if it's going to be Secret War. Oh, it's a Secret Wars movie is coming out too. I forget. It escapes me right now which movie that is, but I hope that'll be cool too. You know, I'm looking forward to a lot of cool films that are coming out through the Marvel Cinematic Universe. DC, man, I hope y'all get y'all stuff together because, boy, Marvel's killing it. Or maybe y'all should just stay in your lane with TV and animated films because that's where you guys dominate. So, you know, and that'll be fine. That would be perfectly okay. It'll be fine. So, a lot of things in entertainment are just coming around, and it's really cool. I'm trying to think here. You know, irrelevant information that really has nothing to do with the podcast, but there might be some people who are listening to this that might be interested. Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle had a baby boy. Oh my God, a sweet bundle of joy! A new prince who will never get the throne. He just won't get it. He just gets to walk around as a prince for the rest of his life. He'll be like Prince Charles, just rotting away forever a prince. Like, that was hateful, and I think that's all I'm going to say on that subject. But anyways, on to the next segment, y'all. So, hey everyone, I'm going to be wrapping up this podcast this week. I really, really hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. And whether you're listening to it on the podcast platform of your choice or you're looking at it on YouTube and watching the video podcast with me today, I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you liked it. If you're watching on YouTube, please leave your comments below. Let me know what you thought about any of the subjects today. I'd like to hear your views and thoughts on those, as well as any improvements that you think that I can do to help make this awesome. Again, I'm going to be creating a Patreon page, so once that is ready to go, I will give you guys the information for that, and it'll hopefully I can grow the community and it'll be legit. You guys can help me continue doing what I do and making that hot. Next week on the show, I will be doing an interview with Sherby's Props, who's a local artist and prop maker in town where I live, and he's going to be kind of interviewing slash co-hosting with me. We'll be talking about his process, about the things that he does when he creates his custom Dragon Balls. So if there's any DBZ fans out there, I want you to check this episode out. Listen up, because I'm going to be giving you some information to a cat that does some amazing, amazing work. And I got myself my own commission from him, a set of Dragon Balls that were completely unique. And the guy is just out of this world dope. I mean, flawless work. They look wonderful. They are beautiful. And so I definitely wanted to interview him and get his thoughts and, you know, hang out with him for a little bit. And, you know, you'll be able to see a little bit of the process too, not all the trade secrets, but a little bit of something that will be very cool to watch, and I hope you guys will enjoy it as well. So, like I said, I'm going to wrap this podcast up. Please hit me up and contact me through all the major social media and interwebs. I'm on Facebook at The Stuff Podcast Show. I am on Twitter at The Stuff IDW. Instagram, The Stuff Podcast Show. My email is thestuffpodcastshow@gmail.com. Any comments, questions, suggestions, compliments, whatever they are, complaints, as long as they're done respectfully, leave them there. I want to hear from you. I want to get your feedback. I want to do everything I can to continue making this podcast show entertaining and something that you guys will enjoy. So leave me topic ideas, whatever you want me to talk about, leave it there. I am the dude who responds to his messages. I'm not that cat that gets a bunch of messages and don't respond for a grip of a long time. And if I don't, I say I'm sorry and I'll answer it later. But I will get back to you with some kind of response. So it's going to happen. And yeah, so believe. Anyways, thank you guys so much for watching. Again, I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you guys are doing. And thank you for sticking with me through this season three, the best season of the Stuff Podcast Show yet ever done, because it's just fire. So, and it's because of you guys. So again, I appreciate everything you're doing. And that's it. I'm going to stop before I start repeating myself. So talk to you guys soon. You all take care. Deuces.